apologies for arriving late or stuck in traffic. They weep and spoken to me and asked me that I should wake up early. So I have been so busy from Honorable Mother. And I have accepted that. We have two items on our agenda, but we are going to start with the. We will swap the briefing on the cooperative model with the consideration of the KZN report. We start with the consideration of the KZN report first. After we have done the meeting. Then we will come to the briefing of the cooperative development model. Can we go to the apologies?
Good morning, thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. I've got an outstanding apology of Honorable Mthembu, who is still on sick leave up until the 15th of March. And then also an apology of Mam November. And then so those two that I received, Mam November and Mam Mthembu. Thank you.
Just
a clarification of November. Can you give it a bit of flesh?
She called me to say she is not feeling well. She's got a problem of feet.
Thank you. Can we then go to the minutes? Okay.
Comrade Chair, if we are not through by 22:01, I will ask to be excused to attend to some pressing.
Thank you. Can I go to the minute on page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
Page 3. Point 5, second paragraph. It's not quite correct to say that the committee rejected the request. If we had rejected the request, then she would have had to give the presentation. She didn't give the presentation. We reluctantly agreed. That's the first point. Second point is three lines down. It says 90% of jobs through cooperatives, which is not correct. Small businesses and cooperatives should read. You got that? King? It says, environment of creating 90% of jobs through cooperatives by 2030. That's not correct. Should be 90% of jobs through small business and cooperatives by 2030. Thank you.
Page 4. Dr. Chance?
Last line of the page. I think the word programs should be replaced with functions. Or maybe programs and functions. Last page, last line of page 4. I think you should say programs and functions. Because the monitoring and evaluation is not a program, it's a function. Page 4.
Yes.
All right?
Page 5. Can we have a mover and a seconder for adoption of the minutes with the amendment, Honorable Kruger?
I will move. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I will move that we accept the minutes with the alternate, the minutes. Amendments, yeah. Thank you.
Honorable Mishra, thank you.
I second the proposal.
The Portfolio Committee on Small Business has adopted the minutes of a meeting held on the 1st of March 2017 with the amendments. Thank you. Honorable Kruger.
Ma'am, just a comment. Yesterday I was in the Committee of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, or Fisheries and Forestry. And it seems there's also this concern that some of the functions / programs are also lying elsewhere, like rural development. Rural development. And it seems also that there's an effort to bring it back to agriculture. So, I'm not sitting in cabinet, so I don't know the strategy and what have you, but I think we need to really look at this whole, the composition of the ministries and where things are being duplicated and what have you. Thank you.
Can you elaborate, please?
Okay. Now, as I say, there was a concern raised in the Portfolio Committee about certain functions that's not, that lies with another department, but the mandate of this department is of such that there is some duplication. And as I mentioned already, land, not reform, rural development, it's a very good example of it, that the Land Reform and Rural Development Department don't have the capacity to develop the rural areas, where department used to do it, and they got the capacity. So, and I think it's more or less the same here, where we struggle. Where we have the capacity, but we don't have the resources. The resources is actually lying in other departments. So we just need to rethink this whole situation so that the resources fit our mandate. I always say action must not follow the money. Money must follow the actions. So in this case, there's a lot of plans, but unfortunately money is not following our plans.
Honorable Mashu.
Chairperson, to be able to understand what Honorable Kruger is saying, I have a question. That question is, how does what he heard yesterday impact on the work of this committee? If maybe can address so that we can see the relevance of what we might go into to discuss about today. How does it impact on the work of the committee?
What confuses me is what topic are we on in terms of our agenda?
It was just a comment out of the minutes, that's all. It was just a comment out of the minutes, and remember we did talk in the minutes about programs and units that must migrate to this, and this is, it was just a comment. It's not a comment open for discussion. Why I said that is we don't have, it's not just us that have the problem. These other departments that have the same problem. So we're not unique in our problems.
Honorable Kapa.
Thank you, Chair. I think it will be good for us to welcome the comment and further say that it means that in this committee would want to ensure that the department intensifies that effort of taking their role, their coordinating role in the process of developing of small business and what is called cooperatives and SMMEs. Thank you, Chair.
There are two issues that I would want to address in relation to the minute, which to me would be the matters arising to just report back. One issue relates to what the committee asked me to do, to communicate with the minister to facilitate the situation where she would appear in front of the portfolio committee. We are working on the suitable date, taking into consideration that next week there is a global entrepreneurs congress. So both the DG and the minister will be in that meeting. So as soon as there is a date available, I will make the committee aware. But I just wanted to inform the committee that that decision has been carried through. The second one was the decision on the report that was supposed to be presented by the DG, which was not presented, which then led to a situation where we had to invite the minister. We also looked at that to say we will first engage with the minister and then decide on the date on which the department has to come to make a presentation, because in terms of sequence, the minister has to hear us, go and correct what is wrong in the department, and then the DG must come back to give us a report that we need. Having given the minister an opportunity to go and make the necessary correction in the department. So that is what I wanted to ask. May I get an indication from members if that is not acceptable, or there are changes that they would want me to effect?
Thanks. No, on my side, I don't see any problem on what was presented. I think it should be accepted. Thanks.
Is there any contrary view? Thanks. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the report of the oversight. Honorable Chan?
Chair, could I just be excused? I need to go to my office and get my computer because I actually read this online and need to go and refer to my points.
Are there any comments on the report? Or can we wait for Honorable Chance to come back? Okay. Sure. Can we then go ahead?
Me to continue. Okay. Generally I think it's a good effort. So well done to the content supervisor. I won't go into all the detail, but I'll just sort of cover the main points. Page six. Second paragraph, the first bullet. Last sentence, where it says to enable funding of the noted areas on such short-term basis, given the fact that they fall outside the scope of the policy. I just made a note that this issue doesn't really belong just to funding. It's not really just an issue funding. Funding only comes after it is clear what the strategy needs to be, to overcome the obstacles to success, beginning with a set of incentives for market-orientated co-ops to exist. In other words, does the funding, as it were, follow function? This is sort of a practical question as to whether the co-ops that are funded have a plan beyond the $350,000 that is granted. This cuts to the core of the issue of these 12 cooperatives, is that seems to be the only sources of funding that a lot of them have, which is why they're not succeeding. So just a comment that you may wish to...
Come up again?
What I'm really saying is that funding on such short-term basis, given the fact that they fall outside the scope of the policy, I'm just saying that the funding, the CIS in itself, shouldn't be seen as the be-all and end-all of funding for co-ops. It should be part of a bigger picture, a bigger plan. And I'd be very interested to know, when the department comes back and presents its review of its co-ops policy, whether that factor is taken into account when it's granting funds to these co-ops. Do you understand?
I think that is the issue. That is the issue that we've been trying to address with the department. Firstly, in terms of the the department reported to us that they do a post-disbursement monitoring and evaluation to go and check whether the what was funded by the department in terms of CIS, which funds only the equipment. In the case of this 12 cooperatives, it funded fencing, irrigation system, the fertilizers, the seedlings, all those things. There was no working capital. There is no funding for training. There isn't even a consideration that if you are going to be having 10 people working on a 1 hectare farm throughout the day, where will they relieve themselves when they need to go to the toilet? There is no thinking. That's the basic thing. And if they are people who are not employed, who don't qualify for anything, if they are working in the sun in all weather conditions, who'll provide them with a protective dwell? And if they are going to be undergoing training, because for me, if they are starting from scratch, it means for a period of 6 or a year, that should be considered as a training phase, which means you will give them the funding, the CIS, but also you have to consider their stipend during the training phase. That, to me, would mean that you have sat down and had a vision of what is actually happening in this particular cooperative that you are giving CIS. So what I have been observing and reading the thinking of the department is that all that they are concerned about is to process the application of the CIS, get the service provider, go and see whether the service provider delivered what was said to be delivered, and that is the end of it. Even when they talk about the function that remains in DTI, they are not talking about the development aspect. How do you nurture? The department is a department for small business development. The word development means you do something to develop that person. But there is no, that word doesn't exist in their vocabulary. They talk about funding, they talk about monitoring the post-disbursement, and then they talk about monitoring the development. Then who actually does development? And when they talk about monitoring and evaluation of development, which remained with DTI, when we are asking them to report to us the 400 cooperatives, they are saying, we can't give you that report because we don't have the capacity. We are going to outsource and get someone else to go and make that assessment. So in their mind, even that service provider that is going to go and monitor the development status of the cooperatives. Whom are they assuming would have developed those cooperatives that the service provider, the consultant that they are going to be hiring, is going to be going to monitor? Because there is a gap. We are not told who would have done the development part of the cooperative that they are saying the consultant that they want to hire, who will provide a report to us.
Yeah, I think your analysis is correct, Chair, and again, it comes back to the issue of the KPIs. How are these departments actually measured? You know, it seems that, like SEPA, where they're measured by disbursements, these chaps are also measured by disbursements. You know, SEPA has a 74% impairment rate on its loans. These guys have an 88% failure rate in co-ops. It's just not going. It's just totally unacceptable. They've got to get a wake up, you know. So dishing out money is not the answer. It's how are you going to spend the money, as you say. What are you doing to develop, and what are the criteria that are used before you actually spend the money? Does this co-op actually have a right to exist? Does it satisfy a need? Is it going to be doing business in 3 years' time? So, can I carry on? Just again, page six, just a comment, you know, on the penultimate paragraph where it says the implementation of these corrective measures is still work in progress. To which I say that without a sustainable and functioning market economy in which co-ops have a recognized and legitimate role to play, they are bound to fail in the long run. This is why the CIS has, a lot of the CIS money has been wasted. And as it says on page 7, funding must follow functions. It's not happening. I think that the paragraph on the bottom of page 7, just before point number 3, is a very important paragraph, particularly where it says the portfolio committee is of the view that without strengthening agricultural research, technology development, institutional support systems, enhancement of the physical and economic connectivity of farm to market, post-harvest operations, blah, 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 all the government and DSB efforts towards tackling unemployment, inequality, and poverty will go in vain. Very important point, that. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through the document. Okay, page 14. In that table, under 6.1.2, point number 3.
Before you go to that, Honourable Chair, Honourable Kobe,
have you heard? Yeah, Chairperson, I was just thinking of the alignment of the topic on page 7. That you can't have the topic here and then the story comes the other side. Now, I was saying, on page 7, there is number 3, which is objectives of the oversight visit. It's a topic on its own, just to align it so that it goes with the content.
It's a widow. Move it onto the next page.
Yes.
Pagination.
Yeah. Also, the other pages where you find that the topic is hanging on its own, then.
OK, Okay, so...
Before you go, Honourable Shan, I also concur with the fact that this sentence on page 7, which says the portfolio committee is of the view that without strengthening agricultural research technology development should go on the last page in terms of observation, where we are making the overall observation. On page 7, okay, the sentence that says the portfolio committee is of the view that without strengthening agricultural research, technology development, institutional support systems, enhancement of physical and economic connectivity of farm to market, post-harvesting operations including the role of food processing industries and ultimately increasing the farmers' income, rural employment and inclusive, all those should go to the last page where we are making the overall recommendation.
I support that proposal because it's really a recommendation in its own.
Thanks, Chair.
Go ahead, Honourable. Say, sure. Thanks. Can we, Honourable Chair, can you carry on?
Okay, so page 40, the table. Point number 3. Where it says the committee supports the use of sector development approach and prioritization of agricultural and rural development to reduce poverty and unemployment in underdeveloped areas. I'm just questioning whether we agree to that in terms of the strategic review. Because as you recall, we had a long debate with the Deputy Minister as to whether the craft function should be retained in the department. That we were accepting the recommendation of the review that it should be a broad, not a deep policy position, and that we weren't actually going to be supporting individual sectors because that would spread the department too thin, that we were looking for developing best practice policy which would then be implemented by the relevant departments under the coordination of this department.
The point that is being made here is that the department was saying we should not focus on certain sectors. That's what the department was saying. And we were saying the world outside us is structured in that way. Even the training, there is construction sector, there is agri sector, even the manner in which the business is structured, there is IT sector, there is manufacturing sector, the agricultural sector, even in the cooperative, the majority of them that are registered are 75%, 75% of them is agriculture.
Well, all I'm saying is that I think it needs to be clear that the department is not going to be setting up capacity in the sector, in the specific sectors. That's all I'm really saying. In other words, if you look at next door, it says DSBD approaches generalists focusing on mainstreaming and high-performance businesses. That's all I'm saying. I agree with the sector approach, but it's just that it mustn't be interpreted as saying that the department must have sector capability.
Yes, but the point that is being made here is that we are making a comparison with what are we saying and what the department is. where do we differ with the department? We are saying they must have a sectoral approach, and they are saying no, they don't want to have a sectoral approach.
I think the challenge we have in this is that this this table is stating what the committee thinks and what the department thinks, and then does not come with a solution what therefore comes out. It remains like this, and we did not come up therefore what. It is not solved, and it's not helping any way, because there is no way. Maybe I don't think we are to say in this case, in this table, only the approach that is taught by the portfolio committee is correct. So everything else on the right hand side is not correct. It's only that there are different approaches or opinions. But now we got no solution. It ends like that, and then we have no solution. In the event that on the other side is seen another way, another place, and then again, therefore what? Thank you.
Before Honorable Chan, can I explain what was happening when this, how this comes into here? It was part of my presentation. When I was doing the introduction of what the oversight was all about, this was part of the presentation, because we were interacting with departments and spheres that are supposed to be part of the steering committee focusing on these cooperatives. We were talking to the people that are supposed to be forming a cluster that is focusing on this project of developing agricultural cooperatives. We were following on the issue of transversal agreement. We were following on the issue of the IDP, because the IDP process finishes in June. We were following on the presentation, the remedial action that had been presented by the department to us on the 7th of December, to check as to whether there has been any conduct by the department to implement that remedial action that they had presented to us, but also to catch up with the timeline of the IDP, and also of aligning the budgets and the plans of other departments. And then this was brought in to show those people, it was in a workshop form, to show those people that, hey, we have still not found one another, and therefore they also, when these steering committees have been established, they also must think as to what is the best approach. Are we going to be, who is correct between the department and the portfolio committee? We are saying sectoral approach, because the world outside there is structured in that way, and the department is saying something different. So when they meet, then they will have to revisit that. It is in that context that this was presented. There wasn't going to be any conclusion, because those steering committees are lagging behind. They have not been set. The transversal agreements have not been signed at municipality level, which would have then facilitated the establishment of those steering committees, which would involve the different departments that are supposed to be participating to focus on the project of developing this cooperative. Honorable Chair.
Just a request, where it says in the body of the text, sometimes this or other presentation is available. So, for example, the city's presentation is available. Can we have those presentations, please? All the presentations that were available, I'd like to sure the committee would like to have them as well. Then I just, yeah, I think I made the point last week, quite extraordinary that the department, this is now page 16.
Chairperson, would it be proper to move back to the table before Honorable Chance moves on?
Yes.
Because there is a definite concern. What the Honorable Kapa raised is important because you have these differences and you hear about 88% failure rate of cooperatives now, and the department is sticking to what has failed in the past. As a committee, are we not going to say, why not move away from what has failed? Because you said they have to look at the difference and come back to us. But my question is, when are they going to come back to us? In 12 months' time, what will be the failure rate of cooperatives? Because it looks like they are looking at quantity when we are trying to look at quality. They look at the number of cooperatives that they have funded and not those that are successful, because there is no development. So my question now is, when are we going to finally know when we are going to resolve this matter, so that after a year or two we don't hear about another 88% failure rate of cooperatives?
I hear those contributions. Can we defer them, park them? Because what is put here was background information. What is here is what was presented when we were having meetings. The conclusion or the recommendation can come at the end of this report. It can't come here in this part. On the last page of the report, we can come to that. But the purpose of putting it here is that this is what was put as background information when we were introducing the purpose of the thing. I don't know whether I'm making that very clear.
Okay. I'm hearing you correctly. Are you saying when we do recommendations, we can come back to this?
Sorry to be taking you back, but on the same table, it's just a small thing, not significant. On number four, on the department side, to change not into no. But at the same time, Comrade Chair, on page 8, there's a line that was leading me, which says, over and above the policy pronunciation and prescript as painted above, the purpose of the latest visit was also informed by the strategic plan of the department, including assessing whether DSBD is effectively and efficiently executing its mandate of. So what I was asking myself, is that sentence implying, is that talking to the overall objectives of the department, or is it focusing only on cooperatives? Because I interpreted it to be meaning broadly. And if it is broadly, then that will make us to change 3.3 into SOEs with the aim of facilitating sustainability of cooperatives and SMMEs. I'm not sure whether I'm thinking properly. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Any other contribution? Honorable Tapa?
Chair, I had
on page 14. Is it 14? Let me see. I hope I'm not messing myself up. On page 14, that paragraph, which says in November 2015, DSBT approved funding for the 12 cooperatives because it ended in 2016. And in 2016, these 12 cooperatives were adopted by the committee as a pilot project to test the new model and the use of core farming technology. The PC resolved to focus on my on my little concern on this one, but to me it's not I have the understanding that the pilot was the model of the cooperative. But I wanted to separate the model of the cooperative and the COA's farming technology. So that if you say to me, we adopted both, that we are also piloting the farming technology, which I suspect it may not be within our competency as small business, it can be with agriculture, the farming technology. But my opinion is to have them separate, because the cooperative model can be piloted and proved to be successful in a different technology, not necessarily in the core farming technology. That's why I'm of the opinion that these two can be separated, so that our adoption of the pilot should not be completely linking the two. That is, these projects is this model of the cooperative project as done by COA, because I'm still of the opinion that the model can still work without the COA technology. If these can be separated and say, what exactly are we piloting? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mark.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm following what Honourable Kappa is saying. And in my own opinion, I think the sentence can end by saying that cooperatives are adopted by the committee as a pilot project. Because it's true, COA is a service provider, and it might not be in our competency to test the competencies of the service providers. That might create another unnecessary interpretation. I submit, Chair, that we support what Honourable Kappa is saying, but we end the sentence by saying the committee recommended or adopted by the committee as a pilot project in those 12. And then we leave out the service provider, because that might create another unnecessary topic. Thanks.
Honourable Chuck.
I'm not sure I go along with that, Chair, because the pilot project is intimately connected to what COA's solution is. You know, it's not just COA's farming technology, it's the whole methodology that it is using. So, you know, the question is that methodology something which is, particular to COA itself, or can that be made applicable to other projects? That's the key point here. It doesn't have to be necessarily COA, but it's the methodology that is important. You know, if you just take away COA from this project, it wouldn't exist. These COGs wouldn't function at all without COA. So I don't think you can separate the two. I think what we have to do is try and understand the elements of the pilot project as it pertains to the methodology that is being used by COA, and can that be extracted from COA per se and applied elsewhere by other service providers?
Maybe what could be said is that we could take away the name of the company, and instead of putting a name of a company and say where there is technical support provided. Because what we have seen is that the success of the model also depends on having a technical support system which does not currently exist in the department. The department does not provide technical support to hold hands. If we remember what Nonto Enhle said when we were having a workshop on DFI, she said, I looked at this department as I look at myself as an infant, a toddler, and I look at the department as a mother that would nurture me, hold me when I am crawling, when I'm beginning to walk, prevent me from falling down. But that is not what we find from CEDA, from the department, from CIFA. And it goes with the very same sentence that we said we should take and put it right at the back to say it is important, because that sentence on its own talks about the technology. Use of technology in farming.
Maybe I'm speaking following more on Colleague Gapa's view, which is a broad view. It's a principle view, which I think it makes sense to support. I do hear the point as argued by Honorable Chance, but at the end of the day, a service provider is a tool that we can use as far as it serves our purpose and as far as it agrees to our terms, or if the terms are well negotiated and there is agreement. We must foresee a day when we discard a service provider, or we must foresee a day when we continue with a service provider. So we must not tie the model to a service provider as a matter of principle. So I'm just speaking on that broad principle. Thanks, colleague.
Chairperson, I'm trying to understand what the problem is with mentioning the service provider who came with the technology. If it was, this technology was not tied to this specific service provider, I would understand. But what we have looked at, what we are testing, is technology that has come with COA. And if there were maybe two service providers at the same time, I would say that might be confusing, because people would not know what the other service provider would want. Why are they mentioning him and not me? But there is only one. Now, what is at fault to mention that one service provider that is dealing with these 12 cooperatives that are a pilot project? Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Kappa?
I'm firm on this one, that there are two things here. I found you in this committee talking about a model, cooperative model. And I also suspect that cooperative is not limited to agricultural cooperative. Even now, Bantaba takes a certain, they do cooperatives, then a lot of cooperative in the is the business of this of this department. Now, in this case, well, it's clear that the pilot was piloting is limited to agricultural project, this model. But now, my argument still says the acceptability of the farming technology, I still maintain, is not the competency of this department or of this committee. It belongs to somewhere else. That's not our competency to judge whether this technology is the best. But the product, we can say it performs very well. But to say we pilot whether this technology, we can see the product, that is at the end of the day, this technology has produced ABCD. And any other project, I mean, farming technology also can do the same. But I can assure you, I'm convinced that this one has got its own unique approach, including the use of this equipment, which we remember in one project we're told that because these things have to be ordered only from outside, and the prices were depending on the rand exchange and so on. So to confine ourselves to that technology would be something else. That's why I want these to be separated, because the use of the technology is something else, but the use of a cooperative model is something which I think it is within our responsibility. I don't deny that the core one it can do very well and it gives good results and so on, but we have seen that It is a known fact that it is expensive. It's a known that it is unique. It has been done in this way. If you say our project must only be done in this technology, it means that must be done this way. And we should leave this to someone else or somewhere to be decided whether we still have to interact with other departments and so on. Thank you, Chair.
That is why in my input I said, we can retain the pilot project to test the new model and the technical support services, because the technical support is what will be needed going forward. And it doesn't depend on the COA model, but what has made cooperatives to fail is that they also lack the technical support. Honorable
Chair, to close the matter, I think we are summarizing it very well. To end it there on issues of technical support, we adopted as a pilot project, blah, 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 in technical support. And just omit the other lines. We're talking about the consultants, the name of the company, and all those things. Because sometimes you can do something good, but in law there is what they call the access of jurisdiction. They will say, in as much as we have done this good, but we do not have powers to do this and this. So we can. I do not think that we have competence to test the farming model. Maybe someone would say, no, the farming system to be. Only agriculture or land affairs who can, I think let's just omit that line in order that we are within our scope, competence and mandate. We summarize it very well, we end it by issues of technical support. I think our advisor will see how we constructed to cover directly what we have said and omit issues of testing the service provider's farming method in one sense.
Are you comfortable with that, Honourable Club?
I'm comfortable, Chair, as long as you put it the way Honourable Ngombe said, that you close your sentence with sufficient or effective or whatever technical support.
Honourable Chan?
Chair, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I'm not aware that COA Holdings is even familiar with the model that you're referring to. I don't think that he's testing your model. He's testing his model. So to separate this, the COA Holdings methodology, and I would use the word methodology in addition to technology, from the 12 co-ops, would be absurd in my view. You can't, because without COA Holdings, this pilot wouldn't exist. We need to distinguish between the model as presented by you to the committee, on the one hand, and the pilot on the other hand. The pilot project is testing two things. It's testing elements of your model, and it is also testing the methodology developed by COA to support rural cooperatives. In my view, the two are separate. They're connected because this happens to be one project. But I think we need to separate in this document the model from the pilot. The pilot is testing elements of the model, but it is also testing elements of a methodology of implementation. I think that to do otherwise would be a grave error.
Honourable Cup.
Yes. I'm not having my hand up, because this is basically where we differ. This is exactly basically where we differ. As I still maintain that to me, what I thought is, I believe to being piloted is a cooperative approach model. But I discovered in the process that it appears that we are piloting two things, and that is why I'm raising. And I don't want us to pilot two things. I want us to pilot what is within our competency. And I don't dispute the effectiveness and efficiency of the COA irrigation system or method, their technology, their methodology. It's doing very well. It's doing very well. But it's, to me, my understanding would be limited to that, understanding that they are doing very well, but not to link our pilot of a model with the use of that. I still maintain that to me that's the basic difference.
Honourable Mwabe, followed by Honourable Mwabe and Chan.
Chair, sometimes they say in a meeting we must agree to disagree, and on that notion we must be advised by the chair on which route to take as a political leader of the committee. And that is why, Chair, earlier on I said, I think you are summarizing very well, trying to cover all of us. Maybe we should, we can note our concerns that we have, but in essence, your summary was taking us forward. And I think we should end the chairperson, because we can argue now and then on this item. Thanks.
Oh yes. No, I'm following on the argument as conveyed by both Mwabe as well as Kumbeka. Because we must not assume that COA will always be favorably dynamic. That is why even when government enters into contracts with certain companies, those contracts have got a lifespan because monopoly on its by nature is a very unhealthy way of doing things. So because we are lawmakers, we must do things in such a manner that substitutability, the door for substitutability should always remain open. And I think Comrade Gapa is right that the expertise of testing technology scientifically, you know, once we go into that area, so we don't have that capacity ourselves. So the way we adopt our model should not unintentionally bind other departments such that they find themselves bound by decisions that we made in our committee or in our department. Thanks, because such departments, we may find they even have more expertise of testing technology, etc., than we have.
Honourable
Sir. Thanks, Chair. I just would like to get clarity from you as to whether you have presented the model, your model, to Coal Holdings.
Pardon me?
Have you presented your model, which is the model that is referred to in this paragraph, to Coal Holdings?
I presented the model to this committee.
So in that case, it's impossible for Coal Holdings to be testing your model in this pilot. It doesn't know anything about your model, which is why we have to separate the two. We have to say that there is a model, elements of which are being tested in this pilot, and a pilot which is testing other things. We're not running this model, this pilot. The committee may have endorsed the pilot, but we're not there running it. So how can we be testing the model if the service provider doesn't even know the model? It's not logically correct.
There are two things that are happening here. As Honorable Papa is saying, and also you, Honorable Chan, are saying, there is a model. The model says for a cooperative to work, you require a technical support. That's what the model says. It also says for a cooperative, firstly, the model says the cooperative doesn't exist for itself. It exists to develop the community. Therefore, who is the target for this? This model identifies specific target people that have to be targeted. It's people that are sitting on the social grant and people who are household that are indigent, because it deals with unemployment. It's people that have got less skills, who in any case would need technical support, in any case. And the technical support would be either the COA technology or the ICAT technology. So the technology will be any technology, but it is a technology that is going to assist in the development of cooperatives. It could be the technology that we came across in Ugu of the potholes, the Sanko technology that was implemented in Ugu. So there will be different technology. Okay. But all those technologies will fit into the model, because the model is saying target unemployed people, provide them with the skills, give your IP to them so that they can develop. Invest as a progressive investor, broaden this, set up a secondary cooperative, and invite investors and attract a government to provide the necessary infrastructure. That is what the model is saying. Then along the way, you discover people that have got the technology and are willing to actually make it possible for the model to be tested on the ground, because without those people, you can't test the model. Honorable Chan.
Yeah, look, we could go on forever here, Chair. It's a matter of, you know, terminology and definitions, but may I make a suggestion that two things, that the committee draws the service provider, Coal Holdings, into its confidence in terms of this model, so that it's fully aware as to where it sits within the model, and that this paragraph reflects the fact that the pilot project is testing aspects of the model, not the entire model, through the provision of technical support and methodologies from the service provider.
What is being done by COA is actually phase one of the model. We haven't even moved to phase two of the model, phase three and phase four. So, Mina, I want to make a ruling on this issue. Yes, Honorable Tug.
Before we make a ruling, I wanted us to consider that having gone to this oversight and we are going to come with, we have somewhere where we've got findings and recommendations and so on. That is where I think we have said clear that in this process, e-involvement and e-engagement of CORE has proved that efficient technical support is absolutely necessary, so that we know it, because it has taught us something. Because if those projects were not supported with an efficient technical support, they wouldn't move. Thank you.
Yeah. Politician. We go back to the same thing. My submission in the beginning was saying, let us remove the company name and retain the word technical support services, because technical support services are key for making any cooperative or any SME work, when you take into consideration the issue of skills, lack of skills. So I want to close this matter in that session, that right at the end, we will also mention the issue, the submission, we will insert the submission that has been made by Honorable Chapa, and in this sentence we remove COA and we put technical support services. Honorable Chan?
Shall I continue? Okay, page 17, just a comment. Sorry, page 60. It's just incredible that this city has a budget which is almost half of the budget of the whole department, 600 million rand. Just, you know, an observation. Maybe we need to make a note of it in terms of the observations that one city in South Africa has a budget which is nearly half of the total Department of Small Business Development budget for small business development. What does that say about this department? Page 16, second paragraph. Shall I carry on?
You say, Honorable Charles, each time you make this observation, I don't know whether we are on the same page in terms of what point we want to make through that observation. Because the department is mandated to champion. Department is mandated to champion development of SMMEs and cooperatives in South Africa. It is also mandated to coordinate resources, planning. When you talk resources, you talk human capital, material resources, and financial resources when you coordinate. And also the planning and alignment of programs. When you coordinate, you do that. So for me, the issue of the budget of this department and the budget of Ethekwini, 600 million. Ethekwini is a city with a revenue base. And it's one of the municipalities where we found a plan, that they have a plan. So if they have the revenue capacity, this department could have used that to its advantage to go to Ethekwini, meet with them, align the strategies and the plan, tap into those resources, because at the end of the day, the cooperatives are in Ethekwini ward. So, as much as this issue of the financial resources come as a need from a department, they are small business, I sometimes don't see that as a need, because the department is mandated to coordinate and sign transversal agreements to play the very same role that was played by the Department of Sport and Recreation during 2010. Department of Sport and Recreation did not have the kind of budget that was required by the country to host 2010, but it championed, because it came with a list from FIFA of what is needed, the commitments that the country has to make if the country wants to host 2010, and then targeted the departments that have got, whose core business is what is required by FIFA. If FIFA requires airports to be upgraded, transport infrastructure, the hotels, Department of Sports targeted those departments and made them aware that if the country has to host 2010, this is what FIFA requires, and then got the commitment when the country signed the guarantee, it was guaranteeing that all the departments that are expected to prepare and align their budget for the country to host in 2010, which was championed by the Department of Sport and Recreation, were actually going to align their plans and align their budgets and put systems in place for those things to be ready by 2009. So the issue of the budget for me, for each department, is not that much of an issue if the department understood the coordination and the transversal agreement.
Ma'am, I hear 100% what you say and sort of agree with you as well. But to come back to the model of cooperatives, surely then this department needs then to, because we are busy developing the model, but then we need to make sure that this model is rolled out to all the municipalities, so that, because we can't afford other municipalities or organs of state to test trial and test errors on cooperatives anymore, because we wasted too much money on it. So when our model is tested and tried and it's working, surely then everybody else involved in cooperatives must then adopt this model. And how are we going to do that then? Because I can see what's going to happen. We will implement this model in small business development, and most will probably rural development will adopt another model. Because there is a few models which can be adopted. And this can lead to a lot of misunderstanding, number one, and a lot of money wasted, which we don't have. And time, of course, which we also don't have. So we need to strategize around this, how and who's going to monitor this whole process. It's going to be difficult. Thank you.
My understanding is that there is only one department that has been given a mandate to champion development of SMMEs and cooperatives in the same way that there was one department that was given the mandate to champion the hosting of the 2010 Soccer World Cup. Sure.
Jay, you're 100% right. And as again, I agree with you. But it's not happening at the moment. If, and it's 2.5 years long down the line again, it's not happening. Agriculture, you can ask my colleague over there, have their own ideas about developing small businesses and small farming and cooperatives. And I know land reform also, and whichever sector, these ideas that... there's a lot of ideas. And as I say, I don't know, most probably all those ideas can work. I don't know. That I can't stand for. But what if 90% of this models that other departments and other institutions and other organs of state implemented is not working? What then? So you 100% right, we are the champions. It's not working at the moment like that.
It is not working at the moment like that because that is the very same reason that necessitated the establishment of this department, because it was not happening. Everybody was doing it and it was not yielding a positive result. And then a department was established to focus on it. Then the department has to assume its position and lead and go to other departments with a clear plan to say, if it is going to the Department of Land, Rural Development and Land Reform, what is it that is going to ask that department to contribute in the process of developing cooperatives and SMMEs? If I was sitting in the department, I would go to that department and say, give the people the land for them to be able to utilize it and have the cooperative. So can we move with the report, because we are discussing the model instead of discussing the report. Honorable Chan.
Shall I continue, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just think, again, in terms of highlighting things, page 28 at the bottom, and over the page on page 29, it's very significant that all of those objectives, or all of those things that the department should have been doing, they haven't achieved. So just, again, I think it needs to be highlighted at the end. Okay, just on page 29, it says the Institute for Cooperatives and Community Economic Development is 100% black, female-owned, progressive, non-governmental organization. Who is that person? 100% black, female-owned.
It's an NGO that we invited to present. I presented to them, and they adopted it.
So this NGO is not you. It's an NGO that you put into a model to.
Yes.
Okay. Just for my own clarity, thank you.
How can I be an NGO?
No, I mean I wasn't clear who that person was.
Honorable Chan. This sentence says the model was developed by me. It is a known fact that this model was developed by me. The NGO is an entity. It's not me.
Yeah.
I'm not the NGO.
No, I wasn't suggesting that.
Okay.
I think that's it, Chair, from my side.
Yeah.
That's all I have to comment on at this point.
Are there any other comments?
Just a question. Will we receive this report, the one with the changes, today already, if it can be, via email?
Are you saying that after this meeting?
Yeah.
When we have adopted the report and effected the amendment.
Yeah.
can that report then be emailed to members?
That's the question, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, today, because the things have happened this weekend and I need the support.
Okay. All right. Okay. On my side, I have a... I'm proposing that right at the end, we make observations that relate to the work of the department. Because the oversight was more about the department. The observations that have been made in the document relate to what we see in each project. And what we see in each project gives us information that we need then to make observations on in terms of the work of the department. The department is the one that we were monitoring. We went there to see whether the department is doing what it is supposed to do. And we visited projects that were going to indicate to us that the department is doing what it's supposed to do. We also visited municipalities which were going to reflect to us that the department is doing what it is supposed to do. I would want now the committee to focus on that. Having read the report and seen the observation on each project and observations on each municipality that we interacted with and the departments that we interacted with, what is our observation in as far as the department capability in executing its mandate? Is the department executing its mandate effectively and efficiently? And based on that, what are our recommendations? The drafters could not make those recommendations because they are not the portfolio committee. I could also not, in whatever I added in the document, I could not put that information because that information has to come from the portfolio committee informed by what the portfolio committee has read out of this report.
I think that the committee is somewhat handicapped by the fact that we have never ever had a presentation from the department on its cooperative strategy. So we don't know what they're doing and what they're not doing. I mean, we can see examples of what they're doing or what they're not doing, but we've never actually seen what it is that they are doing. I may not have been present when they came and presented, but I'm pretty sure that they've never have. Huh? We've never had the chief director, Jeffrey Ndumo, come and give a presentation on the department's cooperative strategy. So how can we make recommendations if we don't even know what they're doing already? That would be my recommendation, first and foremost, that they come and tell us what it is they're doing.
I think there's two very important things that must happen. Number one, is from the committee side, we must actually produce a model and then give it to the department, say they must implement, all right? So that's the first thing. I think the second thing is legislation. We need to finalize legislation on cooperatives. So, let everybody understand, you know, what's cooperatives all about and what is the regulatory environment cooperatives can operate in. So those two things is very important. The model, if it's one model, then let it be one model, or is it, if it's a sector model, because some of your, you know, your observation was maybe there could be a sector model, maybe this one model can't work through all sectors. But I think the department need to understand that there is a model and they must implement. And then secondly is the legislation on cooperatives.
No, thanks, Chair. I think from the question that the chairperson has asked, since we visited those cooperatives in KZN, what was our observation? Mine is that I think we need to make sure that the department is doing that coordinating structures. And the second one is that signing of transversal will be the key. And going to the municipalities to make sure that all these projects are in the IDP will assist in the process, so that when the national department working with the provincial department and the local municipality, I don't see any problem, including that the funds that you're saying, the department says they've got less funds, but if we can work with all these departments, I think it's an assist. It can assist the department. That is my intake on the visiting on the cooperatives. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I do sense that to a great extent the module I'm talking about is to a great extent agricultural cooperative model, which cannot be limited to that, but in this case it appears that specifically, or there's emphasis on agricultural cooperative movement. I wish we can be able to say the model that we have been piloting, this is the essence of this model. And you come with key elements of this model. And I think a lot of them have been mentioning these, all these elements of cooperation, transfer agreements, and so on. But they are key elements that constitute that. Without them, this model will not work. Now, we make things that are a requirement, that our the piloting and our ultimate visit has informed us that for it to be successful, these are the requirements that you cannot do without your tanda or our tanda. And furthermore, these recommendations to me should be so concrete that our recommendation is that whoever tries to implement a agricultural cooperative, there's no way they cannot do it without this. Therefore, this is what we recommend, including trying a situation where we interact with them, because they have to know. People in agriculture are doing a lot of things that they call cooperatives, but they say it on their own. Honorable Kuka was saying when they were saying they work with this department. And they further say, after all, this department is the one which is key in the operation, in the cooperatives. Well, that's something else. For them to say that, that's another thing. But for them to keep on going running away with co-ops and other and some other things. But those are things we want to challenge, that at the end of the day, it should not run away, that this is the department who is the only one assigned with the task of cooperatives. This is what we should say, and say it loud in our report. Those are the things we should come out even if we present a report in Parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable
Mark. Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether my comment would still be relevant, but I was following on what you have asked us to look at, whether the department is doing what it should be doing as we're going all over those oversights visit, particularly with regard to cooperatives. I will agree with the Honourable Chance that even myself, I don't remember who Chief Director presenting the clear departmental strategy on cooperatives. Maybe I was absent on that day. But to be specific, Chair, what I saw, what was my conclusion after all that oversight visits, was what they called in Zulu, ukuduguza osulengom. With department when it's come to our cooperatives. I'm sure Honourable Beka would interpret that. And I would just propose, Chair, that maybe you present your model. We look at it, we discuss it. If we adopt it, we just give it to Nduma to implement, unless he's got an alternative viable a strategy that he can present to us, because as it stands, the department is not going anywhere with regard to cooperatives. Thanks.
Ma'am, you must just correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if it's proper for us to propose that we have a workshop with the department, 2 or 3 days, 4 days, even a week. If we can have this workshop, so that the minute we walk out of that workshop, everybody's understanding what is the purpose of the department. And then we can exchange ideas, and we can exchange how we see it happening. They can exchange their challenges, and I think we can come out of that workshop with more direction than, because, you know, we sit here and we discuss a lot of things, which is unbelievable things that we discuss, and enrichment and all that, but unfortunately the department is not sitting there. They don't hear this ideas of the committee, and when they discuss their strategy, we don't hear theirs. So we just see the mistakes, and maybe we must sit in a workshop. I don't know if it's proper. I don't know if it can happen like that. You can give me guidance. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks.
Honourable
Mark,
Honourable
Chair,
Honourable
From where I sit, I think that there is still a bit of a confusion in terms of the department understanding key policy instruments that have been given to it. One of them, if we reflect on our own strategy as a portfolio committee, is the adherence to the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act, which relates to the transversal agreement that the department has been empowered to you. And when the department makes a presentation all the time, they talk about we have signed a transversal agreement with Department of Public Enterprise. And I asked myself, is that a transversal agreement or a bilateral agreement? Because
transversal in terms of the national is being recognized. It's cutting up. A transversal in terms of the dictionary is a line that cuts across. A line that connects a number of. So you can then say you are signing a transversal agreement with one department. You will sign a bilateral agreement with one department. But when you sign a transversal agreement, you would have identified something that is required for development of SMEs and for a country that requires the cooperation of a number of departments. And an instrument that is given to you to be able to do that. The IDP. Because the IDP process happens at local government level where all departments need to align their budget. And without you going down there to introduce yourself as someone that has been mandated to coordinate and have been given power to say, when I am sitting here, I have come to you to say, through the IDP process, these are the issues that we have identified that are needed for development of internet to not. In March 2015, we invited in this committee Department of Water and Sanitation, Department of Energy, Department of Communication and Utilities in one meeting. And what we asked from them, has the Department of Water been interested in this? And they are reporting. The four of them were no. We have no. We then asked the department, have you interacted with this department? And they said no. And then we said, in our interaction with SMEs, the issue of infrastructure comes up. And when I visit a shopping mall, I see this infrastructure hasn't been provided. That's why the shopping mall is able to function. There is a road that takes me there. There is electricity that is used there. There are telecommunication services there. There is water and sanitation infrastructure that has been provided there. But in our situation, we fund before currently with CIS, go and buy expensive infrastructure, seedling, fertilizer, and then we expect you that you will be off the ground and be successful. You will be able to take your produce to the market, even if there is no room. You will be able to pump water from the river, even if you don't have a water license. You will pump water from the river using an engine, even if there is no electricity. You will be able to communicate with people that need orders from you, even if there are no telecommunications. So, the issue of talking about the 30% access to the market, government buying from the cooperative, when you have not addressed the issue of the infrastructure that is required in order for that person to survive and be able to sustain, is a pipe in the sky. It remains a good policy, but it's a policy that cannot be achieved because you have not addressed the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is to develop the supply base. Develop that person and make that person supply. And that person cannot only supply because you have funded that person with CIN. Can be able to supply because there is a role that is enabling that person to be able to take the goods to the market. Because there is telecommunication strategy to coordinate orders. Because there is energy to pump water. Because this person has been issued with a license. So the transversal agreement and participation in the IGP is very, very key for cooperative. There is an FED office at the That's where Nina, I see the injunction from the department, NATO. Okay. The department is starting at another level, and it is mandated to actually go down, and it's not going.
Just a little more maybe unusual information. In this report, we all agree that agriculture is can be our mainstream and cooperatives. And yesterday in the independent agriculture committee, that's the part that we think now that that's the part that must develop for us, right? Of course, our but you know what is their target for the whole year? They must develop 120 you think that the Department of Agriculture's target is 120 for a whole year? Do you think we will ever reach the individual to 2020? So, somebody should have told them when they worked out their job, somebody from Small Business Development should have told them that we had 120. Where are you? So there's nobody coordinating. And they all get very much for it because to show me they need to stop. But at the end of the day, South Africa
No, I'm just following on the width of 100 feet. Too small a number to be aimed at by the agriculture department because they are strategically trained to support and work with many communities.
I also want to follow up on I just want to put up in the proposal that we've had. the need for us to have the electricity. But I also think that workshop should also be followed up by a workshop of the partners. A workshop now should be led by the Department of Education, which will then involve other departments to identify core function, the functions that are actually required are needed to complement the strategy and ensure that we reverse the 80% failure. I really don't understand how even every department is involved in the legal investment policy, how does it happen that we are facing? It's not only the department, the national department, but also in the policy. As this report is saying, there are many development agencies saying we are doing something for the no notification, but there is no strategy for the country, and there is no check. And this department has been given the power of becoming the district chancellor, but at the moment it has not happened. So, I'm saying, in addition to a workshop with the department, a strategic workshop with the department, that also has to be followed up with other departments, because if other departments that are involved are not part of the strategy, the confusion will sit in there. And the duplication of activities will sit in there. Another question?
Yeah, Chair, I think the idea of the workshop makes sense. Just a couple of thoughts. The committee needs to be careful not to venture too far into the territory of executive. Remember that we are an oversight committee. We're not an executive committee. So I think we must make it quite clear to the department that we expect the department to be taking the lead in all respects. And if we consider last year, DG gave us a four-page document, or maybe three pages, outlining 15 billion rand expenditure over a medium-term framework on small projects by other departments. In my view, those are particularly important work, because that's where most of the spending happens, in the national. At the same time, as evidenced by the 15 billion rand spent by SME, we should be asking LEG and my concern, to be honest, is that if the department doesn't have the expertise to be able to tell what all the other departments are doing, I am sure that the department's credibility is such that it actually wouldn't have been able to do it. Certainly not in a field of law. And I think that the department has yet to be committed that it actually is fulfilling its mandate. And it's not up to this committee to be quite in the bottom. It's up to the department to get it back together. So I think we just need to be careful what this workshop is actually designed to achieve. What is the potential here? What is the possible outcome? Who's convening here? I mean, we did have a meeting on the old assembly 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, convened by itself, where we invited the various members of other functions to come and talk. It never happened. So that was the first stage in the process of bringing all those things together.
question arises from that is, as we have seen that there is a different approach in what the committee says and what the department is doing, if the department is wanting to pursue what we see our team, that we know has an 80% turn away, what is the committee going to do? If the department can say that everything has been lost and we have evidence that it, and what we want to do with this is what is welcome. In that case, what I'm going to do, I think the department and the committee must try and find one. We need to throw out what does not work. And where we disagree with them, we need to have that evidence is the same. For example, they, as a document, they are not in favor of working with municipalities. And we believe that's where action has to take place. Municipalities have to be involved. And they are not keen on doing that. So my question is, what are we going to do to ensure that it happens? Because for cooperatives to succeed, you need to work with the municipality. So the difference of approach that the committee foresees, that is different from what we have seen so far coming from the party, particularly getting from the DG. Where are we going to reconcile the two? Will it be at the workshop, before the workshop? I'm not sure, particularly when the question is asked, who's going to host this and lead the workshop?
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. I was tempted by the
input from Honorable Kruger. This is a fact that the department has to be, we have to come to a same level of understanding. I don't know how that can be designed, but it is necessary. Because now, when you come to what Chance is saying, that so it becomes not our responsibility to do this thing of workshop and so on, but at the end of the day, I think there's a department with the officials. Here is a committee where we are. Maybe after having a meeting with the minister, they can be in a position to coordinate this, because there is a need that we have a common understanding with the department. For instance, if I was, it's only that it would sound cruel to them, because the first thing to do would be to ask them to make a presentation on their role and how far they have gone in the inter-government relations, how they interact with other departments. If they would be able to say to us, we have gone this far, we have tried this far, we have hit problems in this and this and this, this would assist us, because at the end of the day, that has to lead to this workshop. Maybe the workshop maybe has to be initiated by the minister, but there will be a workshop in two stages, as Dr. Kruger is saying. The workshop should be, it may not be done by, organized by us, but maybe we must design or initiate a way that it must be done, because the department must have this understanding and discuss and know these things at that workshop level. Maybe it should be done by the minister. But now, there is the stage two of the workshop now, the one which the department, having incapacitated themselves and having knowledge, the department must be able to influence and coordinate other departments on this, because this is their field. That's one thing they are failing to understand, is that this is their field. That's supposed to play a role in all this. You see, up at Siyazibulala, I was happy to learn
that the 88% failure rate is not limited to us. It's a South African phenomenon. So it's not as if it's this department which is having this 88% failure rate. That's it. This is a South African phenomenon on this 88% failure rate. Because they know it in other departments as well. Because they've been doing co-ops, they know this percentage, this failure rate. It's a South African phenomenon. So it's definitely clear that all of us, anyone who believes that they are involved in cooperatives, we must take an initiative and bring them to under one roof and discuss and make them to understand that they have got a role to play, including bringing their resources. Because it's clear that while we're expected to have 9 million jobs, to create 9 million jobs, it's clear that we're not expected to do that within the budget that we have. It means it's somewhere else, but it's our skills that is necessary. It's our skills that is needed to ensure that these jobs are created. So I think this workshop, maybe in these two stages, it is important. I think I agree with the input. Thank you, Chair.
Maybe what we should put as a recommendation, firstly, is we should put an observation that our observation is that the department has not assumed its leadership role in development of cooperatives in South Africa. And also that there is still no cooperative development strategy for the country. And as a result, there's a lot of duplication and confusion. And in relation to that, then we recommend that the department should organize a strategic workshop. To develop a strategy and also involve other departments so that there is a clear understanding as to who does what in the process of developing cooperatives. But then we should also make it our observation that when we visited these cooperatives, we found that the department had not done what it had committed to do on the 7th of November, or on the 7th of December. But also, it was not, the department was not supposed to go and interact with the municipalities only on these 12 cooperatives. It's a mandate given to the department. And if the department had been mindful of the fact that there were going to be local government elections in 2016, and after that, they were going to start an IDP process, the department would have prioritized that issue and developed a plan. I keep on talking about the gunshot. The department would have prioritized that in preparation for the 2016 local government election and the process of the IDP, so that when the IDP process starts, the department is ready, and the department has not done that. But also, in terms of this cooperative, we should be recommending that the department should implement what is presented to us, and it should come to us to present a progress report on, which is what is in our program, the alignment of their remedial action and the alignment of their strategic plan and the APPs for this year to the model. So I think that for me that would be sufficient enough. But also to point out that our observation is that there's a confusion, there's a misunderstanding between the departments on the meaning of a transversal agreement and a bilateral agreement. When they report to us, they are talking about a bilateral agreement and report on it as if it is a transversal agreement. A transversal agreement is what will be effected by their understanding of the, by following the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act and the IDP process. That's how they will get the transversal agreement. Can we then agree that those would be the recommendations? Okay. That brings us to the end of the to the end of this. Do we want to adopt the report today with the amendment, or we want to defer that and adopt next week? If we adopt it with the amendment, can we then have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the report?
Madam Chair, I just move that the report will be adopted. Thank you.
Ms. Seconder? Madam Chair?
I second that the report be adopted.
Thank you very much. The Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has adopted its oversight report to KwaZulu-Natal, which happened on the 30th of January to the 3rd of February. The report is adopted with the amendment. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the second item?
Madam Chair, before we go to the second item, maybe we can also ask for a debate in Parliament about the whole process. I don't know if that will help. Not on the report, but on the, you know, the mandate of Small Business Development Department, and maybe ask them. The table to put that debate in such a way that a lot of ministries, a lot of departments, portfolios, partake in that debate.
Okay. What are we saying on that? Are we in agreement with that proposal for the debate in the House? Honorable Mabat. Thank you very much. Can we then move to the presentation? Can I ask that somebody else chairs the meeting so that I can make the presentation? Honorable Mabas from delegating to you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, let's ask you to make your a presentation on the cooperative model.
Thank you very much. This model is a model that I've been working on for more than 12 years now. Before I even became the chairperson. But I have been modifying it because it is informed by what is happening in the country. And on the second page, I have, I'm talking about myself as to what made it possible for me to be able to write this. I worked as a community development facilitator, and I was trained and employed by the Welgespruit Fellowship Center. Welgespruit Fellowship Center is an NGO that existed. It was a church-based organization. It was operating in Waterboard. It also had a program which was called Ubuntu Social Development Institute, which provided a training to community developers. So when I am saying I was also trained, I was an employee of Welgespruit Fellowship Center, but Welgespruit Fellowship Center also had a program under it which trained not only Welgespruit employees, but other employees. And it was also linked to the CODI International Institute, which is in Canada, which is part of the St. Francis Xavier University. So you would start maybe by going through the 2 weeks courses in community development and then graduate to 4, 6 weeks, 6 months. And then you would then be taken to other countries depending on your area of interest. And because my area of interest was on community economic development and the cooperatives, I was then taken to Canada to learn more about that. And I strongly believe that economic transformation in South Africa should be aimed at reducing the number of people who depend on government social grants and free services through viable cooperatives, which are used as catalysts for community economic development. In here, I am saying that the cooperatives should not be seen as what is being developed. What should be seen as being developed is the community through cooperatives. Therefore, cooperatives should be positioned in a way that they are able to attract both public sector and private sector investment. What made me to write this is that I get very offended when people ask me, where did I copy this from? I didn't copy it. I wrote it because I'm also a thinker. I'm also a visionary. The purpose of this presentation is to seek support for implementation of the model, and the model needs to be supported by NGOs. As I have said, I come from an NGO background. I've never been to a university, formal education beyond standard 10 then, no, standard 80 then, which would be what this, grade 10 now. So my formal education was standard 8. I'm a school dropout. But then through non-formal education, the NGO, I was able to acquire the skills that some of the people that have gone through university education would not have. So the point that I'm making here is that when the NDP says there should be involvement also of NGOs in building a developmental state, the NDP is not making a mistake, because I am one of those people. I'm the product of an NGO, and NGOs also have a role to play in building a new South Africa. The model also has to be supported by government departments, the CETAs, the training institutions, the private sector, the financial institutions, the banking industry, and donor agencies. For implementation in South Africa to develop cooperatives and position them as effective, as an effective tool for facilitating community economic development, which would then result in active participation of community in mainstream economy. In South Africa, we are still to see community-owned enterprises. There are no community-owned enterprises in South Africa. When people talk about rural malls, it's the investors that come there in rural communities to invest and then promise the communities that the chiefs or the landowners give us this piece of land, we will build a mall, and then your people will get jobs. In community development, we don't do things in that way. In community development, you use the cooperative and position them in such a way that if then a mall was to be built, a rural mall, that rural mall would be owned by the community through a cooperative structure. So the rural mall will not be there to provide jobs to the rural unemployed people. The rural mall will also have ownership by the community in the rural area. So the community will not then, will move beyond being the workers and consumers of goods. They will be full participants in the economy. So the model is targeting existing cooperatives who are not productive, especially those that are involved in agriculture, food processing, and manufacturing. I also don't want people to believe that this model is for agricultural cooperatives, Honorable Cup. I don't want people to believe that this model is only for agricultural cooperatives. It's not. It's for cooperatives. Any type of a cooperative that can be in any sector. But the reason that it prioritized in agriculture, it is because, one, there are many people who have claimed land that are not using it. Many people who have child-headed households, a high rate of unemployment, particularly in youth and women, are in rural areas and informal settlements. And those people don't have mines. The only thing that is there that they can utilize is land. But also, if we look at the register, of cooperatives, 75% of the registered cooperatives are agriculture. So it goes without saying that agriculture is the one that should be prioritized if we were to look at the issue of food security and also creating jobs in underdeveloped areas. I disagree with people that are thinking that technology, the IT, will provide jobs. The IT will actually reduce jobs. There will be less people that will be working as a result of that. And if we focus on agriculture, we can then make people self-sufficient in terms of having their own food security, but also in terms of ensuring that they are also participating and deal with the issue of uneven levels of development. The model is also targeting organized groups like the taxi industry, stock funds, and burial society. There is a lot of money that is circulating there. The taxi industry is, at the moment, only operating as a consumer. Yet they are structured in the same way that the cooperatives are, because they have a local association, a regional association, a provincial association, and a national association. And there are also a lot of things that, a lot of services that they require, which they can diversify and provide themselves with. I had a meeting with the Embassy of Japan recently. They are looking at, I had spoken to them with this, and we were discussing this. And they came back to me to say that they have been discussing this. They think that they can bring in to South Africa small businesses that are manufacturing the parts that are used to produce quantum, and they think that they can partner with the taxi industry to change the taxi industry from it being a consumer, and they can also partner with the cooperatives that are operating in the automotive industry. And I think that that is a positive reaction from the Embassy of Japan, and that came as a result of the fact that in one of the years when I was still in transport, the embassy has invited me together with all Honorable Fafs and Honorable Maluleka to go to Japan to look at what small businesses were doing, and in terms of working with the transport industry. So they were responding to that. I'm saying also the MVA members who are not employed. You see, if in a country you have people that have been trained to liberate the country and they are able to use weapons, and you don't take care of their needs, after liberation they live as beggars. The danger is that those people, they have the skill, they can rebel. And if you are not able to organize them and provide them, not all of them could be absorbed in the South African Defense Services, but having them sitting at home, and when some of them die, they are buried as paupers. It's a time bomb. You are sitting in a ticking time bomb, that one day they may revolt and say no. We don't see the fruits of our liberation. So some of them are still living in Swaziland. Public representatives, councillors, MPs, and MPLs who are exiting their seats. I believe that there is no sin in organizing former members and councillors to make them form cooperatives, because that on its own will actually make them continue to do the work that they have been doing of community development. Because cooperatives don't only exist and survive because they have any relationship or in terms of tenders. There are cooperatives that would still survive without having a tender with government. And I don't think also that our constitution is saying there are people that should be deprived in developing themselves and organizing themselves just because they have been public representatives. I also think that former public servants, teachers and nurses and administrators can also be organized because those people have got their pension. I don't believe that my pension should be borrowed by somebody else to start a business, and then I am not able to do that. I think it's a wrong way of thinking. We should also be able to use our pension to further develop. I was listening to, in the morning, SAFM, Comrade Jay Naidu is launching a book, Change, and he's talking about the work that he's doing in Eastern Free State. And he's saying, I took my pension and formed a company, and I am working with farmers. And I think that is a good way, which will also make us not to fight so much about seeds, about getting back. And the traditional leaders, I also believe that we have a wrong way of understanding what a cooperative is, because I see the schools, that schools can be organized to form cooperatives and utilize the school nutrition program in a much better way than the current form of issuing tenders. But if, let's say, five schools formed a cooperative and each school has got two milk cows, it means that there will be 2 times 5. And the school children in those schools will eat porridge with milk. And the issue of nutritious food will be addressed. So the money that is being put in to provide a school nutrition program, instead of paying those who are preparing food and calling them volunteer workers and who are earning 900 rand, they would earn a decent salary because they will be working for the school, a school that is a cooperative, a school that has got its own 10-hectare farm, a school that has got its own cows for milk. So I think, Kuti, this issue of tenders and not addressing issue of poverty in a developmental way has to be addressed. The advantage of using a cooperative as a tool for community development is that a cooperative attracts progressive private sector investment. I will elaborate on that, on what has happened in Tatane, where Comrade Begwa comes from, through this model. Because this model, as much as it is being presented here today, it has been presented to other structures, and it is gaining support. So if the portfolio committee doesn't adopt it, it doesn't matter. Other people have already supported it. It's being implemented somewhere else. So it also attracts a private investment on infrastructure. It also attracts government and private sector investment on skills development. As we were coming here, I reflected on the first meeting that I attended after establishment of this department. It was a meeting that was organized by the American Embassy. And they had invited companies from America that are operating in South Africa. And what was being discussed there was how the Department of Small Business thinks it could utilize the corporate social investment that sits in this company. I'm not sure whether the department has gone back to the American Embassy to actually discuss and has formulated a way of tapping into that. And what comes with that is also skills development, because those companies would also bring in people that would transfer skills. It also reduces dependency of underdeveloped communities on government handouts. In March last year, the Department of Small, a report was released on child support grant, and the report said there were, by March 2016, 11,192,000 child support beneficiaries. At that time, the child support grant was 350,000 per beneficiary. It has been increased to 380 now. I don't know how many beneficiaries are, but at that time, the amount that this government was spending on child support grant is 50 billion, that's 50 billion rand. Now, those children, yes, there are those that don't have parents who are getting the child support grant, but there are those who have parents who are at a productive age, who under normal circumstances are supposed to be the ones that are supporting their children. A developmental approach would be that the child support grant is a short-term intervention, and the medium-term intervention is the skills development of both parents, and then channel them to cooperatives, those who want to go to cooperatives, and then enable them to take over the responsibility of supporting their own children, so that we reduce the number of years for the child support grant. It should not be, in my view, go to 18 years, because it means that if the child support grant is up to the age of 18, it means that we have not been able to break the poverty cycle at family level. We should be able to take care of this child because there is poverty, but at the same time work towards breaking that poverty cycle in this family and graduate this family so that they can take over and become self-sufficient and self-reliant. And also this, I am saying it goes with the same argument that was put, it goes in line with what was put by the Minister of Finance in one of the budget speech, to say South Africa needs to shift from a consumptive budget into a productive budget. The only way you can move from a consumptive budget is to find ways of reducing the number of people that are dependent on social grant and government handouts, and then pull them to the development side. It also facilitates integrated planning, use of technology for community development. Cooperatives also attract donor funding and development grants from international funders. Okay, Mina, I'm from a very poor family. If I was not employed by Velka Spirit Fellowship Center after dropping out from school, I don't think that I would have acquired the skills that I have. So when I was being trained by Velka Spirit Fellowship Center, it was donor funding that was used on me. When I went to Canada, it was donor funding. So community development work and the cooperatives attract donor funding because there are those people who come from that background who believe that whatever wealth that they have accumulated, they would plow it back and set up funds that are aimed at promoting that. And those funds don't come through government. They come through donor funding. And Mina, I was a beneficiary of that. They also facilitate development at community level and promote self-reliance at community, at family and community level. They facilitate a collaboration between various development-oriented organizations, government and progressive private sector. Slide number 7 is making a comparison of what happens, what exists in a community, and what comes from the private sector. And I think that this side of the private sector would begin to explain what we were debating about when we were talking about core. And also to begin to understand that in the process of facilitating community development, you will need the private sector because you are talking about people that some of them don't have skills, but they require to be held by hand by people who are having those skills and that technology. And that does not usually only come from a government. A Department of Science and Technology will not have the capacity of being all over the country. There will also be a need for bringing in the private sector to come and assist and transfer the technical skills and donate their technology to for people to actually use it. I'm also saying we are prioritizing agriculture because South Africa has got vast underutilized land and a good climate. And rural areas have got a high rate of unemployment and the number of land claim. And these are just a few things that agriculture leads to. Food security, including all the clothes that we are wearing today, are from a certain type of a cotton, sometimes polyester or rayon or whatever. And the cosmetics, the soaps that we were using this morning before we came, and the oil, that is agriculture. Some of the energy and the medical industry is also using certain herbs. I'm then saying that for the model to work, you need to understand the integrated development planning process, that local government is charged with the responsibility of developing integrated development plans, which include the infrastructure development and socio-economic development. But what has been missing is that the integrated development plan of the local government focus more on the infrastructure. And the rezoning that happens at local government happens because a particular company has come to say, can you rezone this because we want to invest? And it is not supposed to happen in that way. It's supposed to be the responsibility of local government to do a feasibility study, zone the area, do a master plan so that those people that need to come and invest are then able to do that. And that is lacking in terms of the integrated development plan. And I am saying that because I have been a deputy mayor and I was responsible for that.
Comrade Chairperson, I realize I've made a slight mistake. Let me ask Waru Khoza to come and replace me, decide I made a mistake.
Thanks. So, this document I prepared before the local government. I wrote it before the local government elections. And I had anticipated that I would also present it here before the local government elections. And I was hoping that if that had happened, it would have assisted the department and this portfolio committee to push for an understanding that the implementation process also happens in line with the IGP process that was going to start then. But I also reflect on the after 2014 local government election, the Minister of Culture developed a program which was launched in September 2014, and the program is called Back to Basics. That program talks about what is happening at local government, but it lifts up the fact that rural municipalities have got no revenue base due to high rates of poverty and unemployment. And many of the services that are provided there are free services. They are very basic in terms of the nature, which then begins to, when you make comparisons of the services that are received by those who can afford to pay for services and the services that are received by those who are receiving free services, the quality is not the same, because the service to those that are receiving free services is of the basic nature. 10 kilowatts of energy, all those things. So, which then would begin to bring a question, if you were to look at the uneven levels of development and inequalities, do poor communities deserve substandard services, and then rich communities deserve high standard services? And the model begins to talk to that. So I am saying then that in the implementation of this model, it would be in the interest of
more knowledgeable in doing that way come from the NGOs. And the NGOs that exist in the way they are funded, which organize communities and support funding from international donors to provide training in community development and cooperation, these are clear organizations. Universal Foods is no longer there. Colonia is no longer there. Dancona is no longer a trust, is no longer a. So there are many organizations that you said who produce art, but they are no longer there to do. And that has then contributed to the 88% failure rate that has been called. Cooperatives now, the establishment and the development of cooperatives driven by government officials who actually do not have that training. The new government focused more on service delivery programs, and then in terms of the intervention, poverty provided and services and social programs. And then it also partnered with the consultants. Even the presentation here, when we are arguing about how we should be approaching issue, you'll find that there is a thinking that what is said by the combatant makes more sense than what is said by the present comfort situation. Because that is what the stipulation needs to be. Also, what has contributed to this failure is that community development facilitators and trainers who were produced by progressive NGOs found themselves overlooked and marginalized by the university. There are many people that are investing. They are sleep and life. Some strengthening. Some of them are still there, like people. But they are underutilized. And they would want to make contribution. And they have vast experience. But because the approach is not taking that direction, it's like everything has to be done by government and government. That richness of those things is in that. But I'm also saying that the entire mentality is going to happen. The writing is competition and education opportunities to be for us, collaborative and complementing each other to achieve maximum results with the nature of the people. There is this report of our visit to KZN. Coastal said we are developing cooperatives. Instead of saying we do think the community studies in master plan. Echegweni, we are training cooperatives. Sita, we are training cooperatives. And when you ask them, what is the issue at the moment we are training cooperatives? When we train cooperatives on basic business management. So everybody is doing something without looking at what is the core business of this department and how that core business will contribute to the development of cooperatives without wanting to do what is supposed to be done by the department. But also what makes the situation difficult on this thing, most of the cooperatives that were started were started by people who wanted to access grants, which were provided by government to cooperatives, as well as had access to government tenders. And cooperatives sometimes have got nothing to do with the tender. Like for instance, if I live in an area where there is no transport and there is a group of us that our salary do not allow us, each one of us, to buy a car. We can form a cooperative, not to access any tender, but to provide ourselves with transport. And then use the same to also provide the transport to other members of the community where we live. So a cooperative is not only there to be a business, but a cooperative can it can be for just to provide a service that is needed by its own members, which is not necessarily to earn money, but to provide a service that we meet and there's no one who can provide us with that. This is where the model differs with all that is being done. That is what it is. Where it brings in the private sector. And I must say that there are many private companies here that are interested. In Tatane, it's what 10 of the Mutebezi
When the loan is repaid, then they are beginning now to share the settlement. And because they have been trained in the principles of cooperative to grow back in the community, then the secondary cooperative will take the 50%, the 30% is going to the establishment of the bank, and the 27% for the establishment of the state bank. They have also acquired the state bank as far as they are. The value that is added by the private sector is that the technical skills transfer. It provides the intelligent expertise, which provides access to the access to the different to get the loan. But that happens because the private sector comes with the technical skills and the business skills and the experience that we then enable the whole community to have the access to the market and also build the capacity of community level. They also provide project management skills for the community by then to access the community. I will not go back to the value of the very community because I have talked about this yet. Then the government is the commitment of the community development by school. With active participation of communities in their economy. The coordinated integrated learning on community economic development initiated as a local government level to ensure stakeholder participation in inclusion of the initiatives in ICT systems, provide feasibility study funding, provide land infrastructure required, and land investment in skills development centers, and in fact, also to provide the data and statistics on poverty and unemployment levels, particularly households that are dependent on social funds and school services, and also to monitor their access to them. And also to provide the data during the training, and also to provide job creation related incentives to cooperatives, provide the percentage towards the establishment of the cooperative bank achieved by the Act, and also to monitor and evaluate and report on progress made and get the energy to see power production and government community the role of the cooperative bank when it has been established is to provide funding for new cooperative enterprises. The enterprises that with that, when a loan is the 80% loan is stopped from the bank, would not be the end of the development. There will still be other enterprises that will be developed in the future. And the bank then, that will be established, will then become the acquirer, which then means that this community will then begin to become self-reliant and will no longer need to go outside to look for the people that are going to assist them in order for them to access them. But also they will not go through the pain of having this paper that person and funding the company, because they will be making their own rules in terms of how they are going to fund their own enterprises. It will also provide incentive facilities to the community at large, so the money will then be creating the community. And members of the community will also have the access to personal loans, and will provide the community with bank ownership opportunities, because a cooperative has got an open membership. So if a cooperative then is established in the community, although it is started by this cooperative, the secondary cooperative, but it's an open membership for other members of the community. It's here on the State Development Center. What are the expected end results? Is the active participation of households and providers in mainstream economy as an equal pillar of the new economy of the Republic? When we talk about the new economy in South Africa, we are talking about the economy of the Republic. But this project is important for 3 years that we don't have the same for the first time. It will reduce the number of families on the social fund and the image and the children, broaden the revenue for the municipalities and start the economic growth in terms of GDP and community development, working partnership between government, private sector, and community, and reduce community centers that don't need to be supported by the establishment of new technologies and community reforms and underdeveloped areas. So the team that is being built here, I start with the NGOs, because the NGOs are the ones that organize community. But those NGOs should not be replied by the NGOs. It should be the NGOs that would have, even if it is a new NGO, but the people that are in there should be the people that have some sort of a background as to have been under trained by either the ILO, whatever the MC of the NGO that is accreditation, which is the Mesothamian. The Mesothamian is an accredited development facility by the International Labour Organization. He is able to design training models and train people. So when we say NGOs, we are not saying we are opening the floodgates for people that use the model if they are not really trained in community. And they will be able to also to be people that are accredited by the system. And then the cooperative incubator that are sector-based, who will then also provide the technical skills and work and code with the design and also provide support in the new chain. I've been to the Parabank. The Parabank is the part of the bank, the private bank, the private formulation. But we have got fund managers here in South Africa. So very interesting this day. I wrote to them and we just got to do the and the CEO flew all the way from the university. We made a presentation, the report. Once I was presenting, The point that I'm making is that out there is the model of the chief factor. It's a thing where it can be tested. Other institutions that be drawn in to support the community, including the Better Head Foundation. The Better Head Foundation is one of the people that are trying to people to respond them to science that become generated for the country of the country and really needed funding to bring funding to the Department of Foundation. And also in Kenya, the good systems and corporations and then the government in foundation can learn from them and they set up new so we can, as we move forward, be looking at there are progressive companies that have been in there. In the case of Tatan, the and they are working on and all that I'm saying is that the companies that are coming in there are companies that should come with an understanding. Firstly, they should demonstrate a high level of commitment to the community economic development. And I am saying that companies should also demonstrate a high level of commitment and experience in community community development through financial investment, master planning development, technical assistance, and opening the access to the market. So the companies that have gone to Tatania are saying they can start with dairy farming, fish farming, horse farming, and chickens, that's how to make eggs. And then they are saying stage two will then lead to, because there is a bank filled
which is an avatar for the piggery, then the next, the phase two will then include piggery. But then they are saying those four enterprises will give birth to other enterprises, because for chickens you will need the chicken feed, for the cows you will also need to teach people, and for the crops you will need to teach them how to produce the fertilizer. So what we are looking at now is that there is a technology that is producing the charcoal, and then from that you take the stuff of the wood, and then you produce the charcoal, and from that charcoal there is what is like a dust, and that dust you take it and you mix it with the cow dung, and then you get a fertilizer. So there are other streams of jobs that can come out of that. But that is in relation to the Tabana project. So what I'm then saying is that there's also a need to focus. The focus will be on feasibility study that will result in a long-term master plan for community economic development. So the point that I want to make here is that, yes, we can look at a strategy and say we need a strategy of the department. But the gist of the matter is that things are not happening at national level. At national level, you need a broad strategy and a master plan, which will then bring together the coordination of the different departments, the roles that have to be played by the different departments. But the actual activity happens at a local level, not even at a municipality level, but at a ward level, because this is where a cooperative is built. So it's at ward level and at a village level, and the feasibility study has to happen there. And at the moment, there is no one who is funding that. And for the Tatane situation, we found it difficult to get funding from government for that to get on, and also to get it donor funding. So the three companies that have invested, they ended up saying, no, we are going to pay for the feasibility study. And then the establishment of the commercial enterprise, the skills development centers and cooperative bank at community level, technical skills transfer, access to market, and all that. And in terms of the department, I'm saying that the Department of Small Business Development should play the lead if they want to adopt this. It's up to them. The model can happen without the department, because it's more about the communities. But if they see a need, they can adopt the model. It's already been implemented at community level without the involvement of the department. But if the department has to implement the model, it will need to have a changed perspective. But a key department that is needed is the Department of Health, because that department is the one that's where we have a wall-to-wall founder. So that's where the what is. And that's where actual planning happens. So COPTA is key for the implementation of the model. Another department that is key is the rural development and land reform, because you need land. And the Department of Agriculture, when it comes to the priority sector that we are targeting on. And then there will be a need for the development of the Cooperative Development Bank and the Cooperative Development Academy for training and the Cooperative Development Agency, with a new breed of officials who understand development economics. And if inherited from the department of small business, and see that they will need to undergo training. Here I'm talking about the sources of funding. The funds that are lying all over, and some of them are even identified. even the next slide talks about that. Sources of funding from the public sector, and then from the private sector, it is the investors, which will be the loans from the private banks, the commercial banks, the building societies, the UIF, pension fund managers. Those people will be able to. I spoke to Olga Shaw at some stage. I met with one fellow from Olga Shaw. I shared this information. They said, we would love to see this invite you to come and present. So it means that there is interest in the model. I've explained how the profit dividends will be shared and then be brought back to the community. All in all, I'm saying that I'm not presenting this. You are not the first group that I'm presenting to. I've presented to many people. Some have adopted it, and some have said, we will see at a later stage. And I'm saying that the portfolio committee, if it feels that the model is good, I'm pleading for adoption of the model and also for participation in it. And I'm appealing that let's give communities, especially underdeveloped, an opportunity of actively participating in their own development, thereby regaining their human dignity. I feel that if you live on government handouts, you lose your human dignity. If your child eats at school food provided by government, at home, the child support grant, the uniform, it's from the Department of Social Development, and the house is the RDP house. Electricity is free basic. Electricity, water is free basic water from government. At the end of the day, I would feel that my human dignity of being a parent has been taken away. And all I am appealing for is that let us give poor parents an opportunity of regaining their human dignity, of being parents to their children, so that at the end of the day, when those children are grown up, they don't turn back on their parents and say, you did nothing for me. I was only looked after by the government of South Africa. That's how I look at things. I am also saying that this model is not perfect. It needs to be still to be worked on and be panel beaten. And I'm saying that we shall identify the blind spots and gaps along the way and improve on them as we move forward. The model remains my intellectual property, and I am only presenting it to people who feel that South Africa needs a different approach in terms of intervening on poverty and reducing the number of people that are dependent on social grants and free services. And I am saying that let us enable communities to become the masters of their own destiny. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. The presenter. We welcome the presentation. I'll be guided by the members as to do we speak to this one or in the interest of time, because we, if we can be able to use the 5 minutes and try and get something. I had the chance hand first and.
Thank you, Chair. I thank you very much for the presentation. I think it does require deliberation. I would just suggest that if the cabinet reshuffle is impending, that you may be replace the current minister. She goes to international relations. Jokes aside, you need to present this to the ANC policy conference in July. That's where this needs to be adopted. Because it's no good this committee adopting it alone. This goes to the heart of of your policy position as a party. Because it cuts across so many different things, like that red line you showed us earlier. I mean, it's a fundamentally different approach to the way government is doing things at the moment. And so, you know, you're going to need to convince your colleagues at a senior level and your alliance partners that this is the right approach. I think there's a lot to be said for this. I think particularly the shift in emphasis from everything has to be done by government to more community-driven projects with self-reliance and private sector involvement and the NGOs, where, as you say, a lot of expertise resides and it's being hollowed out, which is a real tragedy.
Thank you, Honourable Chancellor. Arun Mwabe.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Sorry that I'm in a hurry. I have a meeting at a first one. But Mina, I was going to propose that we make it a priority on the next meeting, that we deliberate on it. But also on what Honourable Chancellor is saying, Mina, after deliberating on it, I do not think Honourable Chancellor can make us to wait for ANC conference. If we want to adopt it, let's put pressure on them by adopting it as a committee, because we are a multi-party committee. They will see that we are serious about that. But other than Chair, I would propose that maybe we prioritize it in the next meeting. There's a lot that we must discuss and questions to the presenter. To do it in less than a few minutes, we are not doing justice to the document, putting in mind that it has been presented in some other sector. But we need to apply our minds. And yes, it's a beautiful document, but let's afford it justice.
Thank you, Honourable Mwabe. Honourable Tapa, in closing.
Thank you, Chair. I'm impressed that Honourable Charles is saying what he's saying. It's very, very important. Because I think I would have said it, that the judgment needs to undergo some stages until it reaches a stage where you say this is a judgment. But before that, I wanted to ask one small thing. I think that one also would save me from Honorable Trump on page 5, where you talked of MKMVA. I would have recommended not to be partisan there and have SAMVA instead of MKMVA. Unless, instead, unless you can have the non-statutory elements of SAMVA, not limited to MKMVA, to harm your input. And also, I wanted to ask you to assist in somehow, besides it being a PowerPoint presentation, and also have a version of a document where, for instance, the first things you have there in those parties would be something like a preface, something like that, introduction, as a document. So you have two versions, the document and the PowerPoint presentation. But the formal presentation, in a way, that makes it a document that, as, because I was thinking also that you may have it as, I don't know whether he is having inside information in your organization, that he also take off maybe your socioeconomic commission. You have your, at some stage, you should have to go to your cabinet. At some stage, the minister had to have full force and understanding of it. At some stage, the department, even the department, maybe doesn't have to be imposed on them, but they have to understand and know it and own it. There are some stages, but it is a very important basic document which is having the core of what we need. So, but now, at the end of the day, you end up to go to what Honorable Ngoma is saying, that let's give ourselves time at another meeting because we have had it. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Uh,
Thank you, honorable members. I think I was warming this chair, and then I will have to hand it back to the rightful owners so that they can conclude the meeting properly.
Thank you. Before you hand over, I want to thank members for the comments and also for giving me the opportunity. The document has been presented to the president, and the president supports it. I thought Honorable Papa was going to also say that the document has been presented to the ANC study group. And I would ask him to, or Honorable Mabasa, to actually say that it has been presented to the ANC study group, and also say what was the conclusion of the ANC study group in the document.
No, indeed. But let me start by congratulating the chairperson of the committee for this wonderful work done. Because the consequences of this hard work shall be realized as we look at the outcomes of not only this department, but other departments and other spheres of government. And even other NGOs and other sectors in the country. But in the study group, we have also gone through the document, and we have broadly accepted the principles of the document and adopted it as a study group. But the ways that Comrade Gapa is indicating are also important ways that should accompany the presentation as made. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mabasa. Perhaps before I leave the chair, there was a request that we give it a proper inside thinking on it, that we make it a priority in our next meeting. What do you say on that one, so that I can move out, so that we can get deeper into? Arusha?
I think that this proposal, this model, should be incorporated into the workshop that Honorable Kruger was referring to as part of deliberations around what should the department be doing in the field of cooperatives. This is a model which, alongside other proposals, needs to be assessed, including the department's own strategy and other outside positions. So I think just a look at this model in isolation would be missing an opportunity, which is to do what Honorable Kruger is suggesting, is broaden the net. Because this is looking at fundamentals of the way the economy works in rural areas, particularly in rural areas. And we do know that the cooperatives are not just appropriate in rural areas, but this is directed particularly at the areas where most of the indigent citizens live. So that's why my recommendation. In terms of the program, I think it's essential that we have the department coming to present its third quarter report. That should be the priority, in my opinion, because it's important that we have oversight of what the department's doing. And then I would put this second terms of priorities for the next term.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Can I? I'm given the liberty of closing. I'll give it to King to give the announcement that he's supposed to be making, then we'll close the meeting.
Thank you. Sorry. From the side of the Secretariat, we are just announcing that next week the chairperson has been permitted to represent the committee at the Congress. So it will be the outcome of the application is that the chairperson should go there. And then we are also informing members formally that the oversight visit is taking place from the 27th to the 31st of March. We'll be in Mpumalanga and then circulate to members the structure of the manner in which the oversight will take place. And then from Go, Bo is said is going to look at it, the document, and then we'll circulate to members tomorrow. For, oh, can you put it in your own?
Honorable members, I'm a slave of being a perfectionist. I know that after doing these amendments, I'll have to go through these documents maybe four or five times before it becomes a final version, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm requesting just, you know, a couple of hours. I'll separate it tomorrow to King.
Lastly, there is a committee that will be sitting in this committee room after we've left. That's supposed to start at one. So there's something that they brought there. It's not ours, it's for... No, it's not ours. We can just leave it as it is. Thank you.
if maybe next week there is no meeting, because we were anticipating that we were going to be going to...
Thank you, colleagues. The meeting is closed.